The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15. This is letter number 5573. Baruch Hashem, the 4th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Horav HaGoyim, the Rebbe is addressing it to this great rabbi, Yehuda Shitrit. And he lived in Agadir. Agadir is in Morocco, and he was the rabbi over there. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, your letter of your honor, you're dated the 20th of the month of Matan Tereseinu, which is the month of Sivan, has reached me. And at an auspicious time, I will mention all those that you write about them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, to each and every one for what they need as you write about them, the content of your request for them, I will mention this on the Holy Seal. And the Rebbe says these days are very appropriate, or they're very prone that the great compassion that is being aroused by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel, during these days, they're special auspicious days now, because just like by every faithful shepherd, the conduct of a shepherd is, as quoted by our sages, that Ma Atkan, just as till now. Till now meaning while he was alive with us in this world, it says, Oymed u'meshamish, he stood as a servant. He served his community. Tsoina dosoi, he was the shepherd of the sheep of his community. Just like he did that when he was alive. So also now, meaning after the passing, he is up there in the heavens. And he serves, how? By arousing great compassion to all that touches and necessary to those who are connected and tied amongst totally Klal Yisrael. So basically, the Rebbe is continuing his service for his flock, Tzoyna Dose, the flock that his community, that he shepherded. He continues to do that even after finishing his life in this physical world. He does it in the heavens by arousing great compassion to whatever they need. Those who are connected amongst all Israel. And one who belongs and is connected, what does it mean? How do you belong? How do you connect to the Rebbe? The idea is, if you follow in the path that he has instructed from his ways, and we continue to follow in his roads, the way he laid out the directions. As the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya in Shulchan Aruch, writes in the Holy Letters in chapter Zach, Simon Zach, chapter 27. So why is this time so special? Why is it auspicious? Why is it Mesugal? Because we're coming up to the days we're about. We're just about to come to the days of his redemption, of the 12th and the 13th of Tammuz, in which he was imprisoned. He was freed from incarceration. He was imprisoned for self-sacrifice in spreading Yiddishkeit, Judaism, and Torah and mitzvahs. So, this is the time that we're celebrating now. And we know the interpretation of the Arizal. He interprets the verse in the Megillah, "Vayomim ha'elu niskorim v'nasim." these days, the days when they are mentioned properly with a fitting arousal, so then they extend and they accomplish nasim, all the extension, all the flows that were the first time. So this is the auspicious time. And now when we remember them, we get to experience them as well. Just like then they saw open miracles beyond the ways of nature, same thing is now, that it's a opportune time, it's an auspicious time to fulfill the requests of all those that are connected, all those that are tied in matters of Torah and mitzvahs, and in all matters that support Torah and mitzvahs. And it's a time to fulfill what we need in all the three categories: children, life, and comfortable sustenance. So the Rebbe is telling him, he wrote to the Rebbe a note about praying for the different people. The Rebbe says now it's a special time to get those requests and those blessings, they should become fulfilled, because now is the celebration of the freedom and things repeat itself. So therefore, in all three categories, which includes everything we need, children, life, and comfortable sustenance, if this is true by every person, how much more so by when talking to a rabbi who leads a Jewish community? He was the rabbi in the community of Agadir. That things, when they're comfortable, they're wide for you, this would also impact a widening in all matters of Judaism that is in your holy community. That closes with honor and with blessing for good news and all the above. So the Rebbe is writing to the rabbi of Agadir, Yehuda Shitrit, about, he's going to mention the people that he mentions in his letters. And the Rebbe says to all of us that are connected to the Rebbe, he is up there now praying for us as he did during his lifetime. And being connected or tied to him means if we go in his path that he taught us, and that would be our connection. And therefore, now with the time of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, it's an opportune time to get all of our physical needs as well in a wide way. And once we have comfortably our physical needs, this would also for sure impact and widen all matters of Judaism that's in his holy community. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all of the above.